In Britain, you can place a bet on just about anything. Back in the early 1960s, one bookmaker offered 1,000-to-1 odds against a human landing on the moon within the decade. And one small bet for one man turned into one giant 10,000-pound payoff when astronaut Neil Armstrong beat those seemingly insurmountable odds. Well, one thing you cannot place a bet on, at least not at Ladbrokes, Britain's biggest off-track bookmaker, is the past existence of life on Mars. Warren Lush is spokesperson for Ladbrokes. And Mr. Lush, do I understand this, that not too long ago in Britain I could have bet that there will be evidence of life on Mars, and Ladbrokes would have offered me at one point 1,000-to-1 odds?
Absolutely, that is the case. We took our first bet on life on Mars in 1969, and we've been taking money ever since then. But on Tuesday, following NASA's discoveries on Mars, we decided enough is enough, no more bets, because we were absolutely inundated by people who wanted to bet that past life would be found on Mars. So we've closed the book on that.
So the odds had come down from originally about 1,000-to-1 down to what by the time you closed?
They were 16-to-1 when we struck our last bet.
But does this mean that there are people out there who placed bets back in 1969 or 1970 who still could walk in the door and collect?
Absolutely. That's what we think will happen. Obviously, when we took all these bets, it was before the time of computers and technology. But we know for a fact that we definitely laid a bet to someone on life on Mars at odds of 1,000-to-1 in the 70s. And all they'll have now is a crusty old betting slip. This yellow slip could result in a massive black hole in our accounts.
And this yellow slip could have been passed on in someone's estate for all you know by now.
It's a possibility, absolutely. With these sort of things, you can never be sure what's round the corner. It's a bit frightening for bookies, actually.
Well, what constitutes winning the bet here? If one of our rovers finds the fossil of some single-celled creature that was great-uncle to an amoeba, would then Ladbrokes pay off?
If NASA declared that there was once life on Mars, then we would have to pay out on those bets.
You have to explain this to me right now. You're taking bets on the possibility of a future event, that is NASA saying something.
Yes.
But you're really taking bets on whether something that either has happened or has not happened, happened. That is, was there life on Mars?
I mean, there will be. Absolutely. But no one knows. So because no one knows, it's a bit of an equal playing field for a bookmaker.
But are there lots of bets like this? That is, where the question is not one of a future outcome, but the outcome's already settled, we just haven't figured it out yet?
Yes, there are other ones like that. For example, there's the Loch Ness Monster, very famous here in Scotland. And the last time they checked the liabilities for the Loch Ness Monster, it could have gone up to nearly £1 million. So, for example, whenever there's a picture of something in the loch, it normally turns out to be an arm, we get very scared.
You realize how jarring this is to our puritanical sensibilities over here, betting on all these things.
Yeah, over here, I actually specialize in novelty betting over here. So I take bets over here on the Oscars, on reality TV. So, like the Pop Idol here, which is American Idol with you, and like the Christmas number one single. And also I get all these letters through to me every day. And, for example, someone wants a bet on whether they'll break a mathematical theorem, and all sorts of weird and wacky requests come through. But we only lay bets on very few of those.
Any other planets where we can still bet on life?
Don't offer any at the moment. No other planets.
Well, Mr. Lush, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you very much.
Warren Lush, spokesperson for Ladbrokes, big off-track bookmaker in Britain, where they're no longer taking bets that there was once life on Mars.